Well, more than 1 million people have left over the last 50 years.
I need to be able to get right up there.
Lifelong resident John George decided to stay in Detroit, and he watched it hit rock bottom.
The good news about hitting rock bottom is sometimes you get a bounce, and that's what we're looking for, is a bounce from the bottom back up. I mean, you really can't go too much farther than a bankruptcy to hit rock bottom.
The streets of this neighborhood are a symbol of Detroit's rock bottom. Homes once populated with middle-class families, with cars in each driveway and bikes on each sidewalk, have been replaced with piles of garbage and burned-out ruins. As founder of the charitable organization called Motor City Blightbusters, John George's mission is to tear down things that once were the soul of this neighborhood. Now abandoned and neglected, so they don't encourage crime, vandalism, or fire. He says he's seen enough hardship in Detroit to not be surprised by the city's bankruptcy filing.
You know, Detroit needs a second chance, and I think that by filing Chapter 9, that is our second chance.
This is an economic shot heard around the world.
University of Michigan law professor John Pothouse says the eyes of the world are upon Detroit and how its leaders and residents respond to the financial crisis, because other municipalities could suffer the same fate.
There's public deficits in every major European country right now, and you have the Greek crisis as well. So they're seeing this as maybe the canary in their own coal mine about what's going to happen in the future, and they want to see what happens.
So I pull this other side off or no?
What John George sees happening is the city reinventing itself as something more than just the home of the U.S. auto industry.
Buildings and people and cities go in cycles, you know, and for Detroit, it's our time to cycle out of this negative time and cycle into something better, something more stable, more revitalized, more beautified.
Along with shedding its crippling debt, George wants to see Detroit improve services, decrease crime, and shorten response times by emergency workers. And with the blight removed, maybe, just maybe, these streets will see new life again, reminiscent of the fond memories of John George's childhood.
People will start moving back. If it's clean and safe, we can attract new families, young families, and I think that will happen in time.
In the meantime, John George is doing his part to help the effort, tearing down Detroit's urban blight, one street, one house at a time. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. We haven't had time to do it. I don't want to drag it out.